USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court agreed to decide whether the Trump administration acted lawfully when it canceled the program that provided legal protections and work permits to undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as children. A ruling on the case may not come, though, until early next year. Fresh off last night's Democratic primary debate in Miami, Florida, several of the presidential candidates paid a visit to a detention center in Homestead where legal aliens are being held. Former HUD Secretary Julian Castro attempted to go inside the detention center, but was told he could not.
We were stonewalled today by an administration and a private contractor that does not want us to see what is happening behind those walls.
It's unclear why Castro thought when he arrived unannounced at the detention center he would be allowed in for a tour without proper protocols being followed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
The second Democratic presidential debate was not without some fireworks, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
After Senator Kamala Harris challenges the Democratic frontrunner at a debate last night in Miami on his record on race and his past position on busing, Joe Biden says she mischaracterized his record. But Harris's communications chief, Lily Adams, says otherwise.
It's incumbent upon the vice president and his campaign to explain what exactly was incorrect about it. But again, independent fact checkers had looked at it last night and again this morning. There's frankly nothing that she did that misrepresented his record.
Actor Kevin Spacey is now facing a civil lawsuit from his sexual assault accuser. The suit filed in a Massachusetts court on Wednesday seeking damages for harmful contact and infliction of emotional distress. No dollar amount is specified. The accuser was an 18-year-old who worked as a busboy at the Club Car Bar and Restaurant where Spacey bought him drinks before allegedly assaulting him. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic presidential candidates mostly presented a united front during both of the debates. Now, the one area that there were a few differences in the candidates was on Wednesday night regarding health care. Former Maryland Congressman Democrat John Delaney is not a fan of a universal health care system or a Medicare for All plan. He wants to fix the current system that we have. He joins Fox News and explains his thought as to why we should fix what we already have and not have one government-run healthcare system.
Well, listen, I think it's a terrible plan. The single-payer Medicare for All bill that these people are all getting behind is a terrible kind of healthcare policy, and it's terrible politics. I believe we will lose the election if we put up a nominee who runs on this. Because if you go to the American people, half of which have private insurance, and a lot of them like it, including our seniors, by the way, Martha, about half of our seniors have something called Medicare Advantage. How are we going to do as a party if we're running on taking away the Medicare plan that half of our seniors have chosen? Just one example. And I think everyone's been afraid to talk about this, and we've kind of mindlessly been following Senator Sanders, who's not even a Democrat, by the way, on this issue. I mean, Senator Warren outsourced her whole health care platform to Senator Sanders. We've been mindlessly following him on this. And meanwhile, I'm like, someone's got to stand up and talk about this, because I can assure you, if we put a nominee up who runs on this, Donald Trump's going to talk about it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.